People in the U.S. government have been following Assyria the bomb maker for a long time. The reason is pretty straightforward, and I think it's a bit surprising. I was surprised when I was at CIA about how valuable individual bomb makers could be to a terrorist organization. You would think you could manufacture these people by the dozen, but people like Assyria who have experience, who've seen the countermeasures of people like the U.S. government, who are really creative, what we saw in the underwear bomber on December 25th a few years ago over Detroit, you'd be surprised how rare those guys are and how valuable they are to these organizations. There are very few of them. We saw the same thing with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Very few senior bomb makers.
So then when it comes to targeting, are they number one or two on the list to get?
I typically would focus more on operational and ideological leadership. But surprisingly, you can't overstate the importance of individual bomb makers. It's just very hard to create these people.
Before the drone strikes recently, we saw a video, a very powerful video from AQAP, sending a significant message to the West. What did you see in that messaging?
When you have security services chasing people like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the local Al-Qaeda militants tend to spend more time focused on local security services than they do on New York City or Washington. The message in that video, though, was, we're still coming after you, America, despite our setbacks in Yemen. The far enemy, the enemy overseas, is still primary. It just shows you the resiliency 15 years in of this Al-Qaeda target and the fact that they can resuscitate themselves despite some pretty serious security operations by the Yemeni government and by the U.S.
Former CIA analyst Philip Mudd, J.J. Green, WTOP News.